Hey there, Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers here. Folks, 2023 was a big year. I kicked off 2023 by declaring it the year of mental health and took special care all year long to promote open and honest conversations around mental health and invest in support statewide, including in our schools and our 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. I also spent the year meeting with childcare professionals, educators, business owners, and local leaders. And I visited clinics, schools, businesses, farms, you name it, to hear from Wisconsinites how we can work together to do the right thing for our state. And before I knew it, I visited all 72 Wisconsin counties, my fourth time doing so since becoming governor, because the most important part of my job as governor is getting out of the Capitol to meet with Wisconsinites where you are and to hear about the issues that matter most to you. Additionally, this summer, I proudly signed a budget providing generational increases in state support for local communities and investing more than $1 billion in public education. We also made one of the largest investments in workforce housing in our state's history, invested in fixing our roads and bridges and addressing PFAS, supported Wisconsin farmers and veterans, and provided tax relief to working families, among several other critical priorities. From investing in shared revenue to keeping the brewers in Wisconsin through 2050, I worked across the aisle to get things done. And when the childcare industry was facing an imminent collapse, I directed $170 million in emergency stopgap funding to stabilize industry, help providers keep the doors open, and support working families through June of 2025. Folks, 2023 was a busy year, but we all know our work is never finished, and I can't wait to do it all again in 2024. Here's to another year of working to do the right thing for Wisconsin. Happy New Year, folks.